Welcome to today's reading of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American, read by volunteers and staff. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hello, I'm Jesse. I'm reading from the Midland Reporter Telegram for Thursday, October 12th. ExxonMobil Pioneer Deal Alters Energy Landscape. $64.5 billion buyout is Exxon's largest since acquiring Mobil in 1998. The story was written by Mel McEwen, oil editor. After increasingly loud buzz that ExxonMobil would acquire Midland stalwart Pioneer Natural Resources, the two Wednesday announced they would be combining in a deal valued at $64.5 billion. The deal is the largest in several decades, coming in just behind Exxon's acquisition of Mobil for $73.7 billion in 1998, and Royal Dutch Shell's purchase of BG Group for $52 billion in 2016. It also significantly alters the Permian Basin and Midland landscape, with questions raised about the status of Pioneer's West Texas staff, its Midland campus, and the impact on area nonprofits who have benefited from the generosity of both Pioneer and ExxonMobil through its XTO Energy subsidiary. In interviews following the announcement of the agreement, ExxonMobil Chairman and Chief Executive Officer Darren Woods sought to reassure Pioneer staff about their jobs, saying job cuts would be minimal and that ExxonMobil was focused on, quote, leveraging the capability of Pioneer and its people, end quote. When completed, as expected in the first half of 2024, the transaction will help ExxonMobil meet its stated goal of exceeding 1 million barrels a day of oil equivalent out of the Permian Basin. ExxonMobil's Permian production volumes would more than double to 1.3 million barrels of oil equivalent, rising to 2 million barrels in 2027. The combined entity will have 1.42 million net acres in both the Midland and Delaware basins and an estimated 16 billion barrels of oil equivalent resources. Quote, the transaction combines the capabilities and know-how of both companies to recover more resource more efficiently and with lower environmental impact, ExxonMobil executives told a Reporter Telegram by email. They cited Pioneer's contiguous acreage, which creates greater opportunities to deploy ExxonMobil's technologies, such as drilling long, best-in-class laterals up to 4 miles long, requiring fewer wells and smaller surface footprint. Woods said in interviews expectations are more than $2 billion in savings, mostly from producing more oil out of the Permian through improved operating and capital efficiencies. Another key consideration, ExxonMobil executives tell the Reporter Telegram by email, is the advancement of the company's low-carbon solutions business. ExxonMobil intends to leverage its Permian greenhouse gas reduction plans to accelerate Pioneer's net zero emissions from 2050 to 2035, a reduction of 15 years. ExxonMobil itself has plans to achieve net zero Scope 1 and Scope 2 emissions from its Permian operations by 2030. The combined entity also intends to increase the amount of recycled water used in fracturing operations to over 90% by 2030. Scott Sheffield, who is stepping down as Pioneer's chief executive officer at year's end to be replaced by Rich Dealey, said in media interviews after the announcement that the future of shale is consolidation. Quote, shale companies can't survive on their own long-term, said Sheffield, who will occupy one of two board of directors seats allotted Pioneer in the deal. He said shale companies will have to combine with each other or into a diversified company like ExxonMobil, Chevron, ConocoPhillips, or Occidental. Andrew Dittmar, senior vice president at Enverus Intelligence Research, agreed, telling the Reporter-Telegram by email that the deal sets a mark for future consolidation in the Permian Basin for large-scale companies and assets. Quote, Chevron seems the most likely to respond with a transaction of its own. There are a number of potential targets that include Matador Resources and Permian Resources on the smaller side of public companies, he wrote. However, Chevron might prefer to make a more significant deal targeting a large-cap company like Coterra Energy or Devon Energy, which have 2,000 and 2,400 net high-quality locations, respectively. End quote. But even those two companies would fall short of giving Chevron the depth of inventory Exxon is receiving with Pioneer, and replicating that benchmark would require another mega deal like purchasing ConocoPhillips or EOG Resources. Coterra and Devon could also be targets for ConocoPhillips, Dittmar added. Quote, consolidators could also turn to one of the Permian's last big legacy family companies and pursue a deal with Endeavor Energy Resources, which has over 2,000 high-quality locations in the Midland Basin, he wrote. What they're saying? Comments from Ben Shepard, president, Permian Basin Petroleum Association. Exxon sees Pioneer's value. Quote, this acquisition tells me two initial things. One, that Exxon sees such tremendous value in the future of the Permian Basin and the reserves here. The second is a testament to PXD and the tremendous job Scott Sheffield and the whole Pioneer team have done to create such value. It's incredible. End quote. Comment from Bobby Burns, president and CEO, Midland Chamber of Commerce. Grateful for Pioneer's impact. Quote, Pioneer Resources is an incredible community partner and employer. We are grateful for the sustained investment they've made in our chamber and Midland over many years. The joining with ExxonMobil, a global leader in energy production, showcases the importance of the Permian to the future energy needs of our nation and world. We welcome ExxonMobil and know that they will pick up the mantle of community investment and leadership that Pioneer has provided. End quote. Comment from Todd Staples, President, Texas Oil and Gas Association. Mergers show importance of oil and gas. Quote, mergers and acquisitions are a strong indicator of the vibrant future for oil and natural gas. They serve as a reminder of the irreplaceable nature of this industry and that oil and natural gas will be vitally important for decades to come. End quote. Facts and figures. When completed, as expected in the first half of 2024, the deal will help ExxonMobil meet its stated goal of exceeding 1 million barrels a day of oil equivalent out of the Permian Basin. Permian production volumes are expected to rise to 2 million barrels in 2027. The combined entity will have 1.42 million net acres in both the Midland and Delaware basins and an estimated 16 billion barrels of oil equivalent resources. ExxonMobil intends to leverage its Permian greenhouse gas reduction plans to accelerate Pioneer's net zero emissions from 2050 to 2035, a reduction of 15 years. The combined entity also intends to increase the amount of recycled water used in fracturing operations to over 90% by 2030. Small bites. Leyenda Coffee and Tequila opening Friday. Warm lighting, decor, and music add perfect balance between chic city vibes an upscale coffee house. The story was written by Morgan Taylor Thomas. Business never stops for Mark Marquez, Alex Gamboa, and J.D. Granado. The Basin Brunch founders opened their latest adventure, Leyenda Coffee and Tequila, this weekend downtown. Flickers of owning a coffee shop bounced around in Mark's mind for a few years, but other entrepreneurial successes encouraged him to defy the idea of being one-dimensional. Once, Alex, his brother-in-law, introduced the idea of tequila, Leyenda emerged from the ashes. Warm lighting, black velvet benches and chairs, gold and green accents, cream-colored walls, and a constantly playing bop pin playlist makes Leyenda the perfect balance between chic city vibes and upscale coffeehouse. Geared toward dates, GNOs, and even meetings, the restaurant offers an all-encompassing vibe. Furthermore, Leyenda serves all working professionals. Knowing how many community members work shift schedules leads the crew to create long operating hours, 7 a.m. to midnight. Quote, "You can go to Mulberry Cafe, see nurses or other people just getting off shift coming in and eating breakfast, but they have a mimosa," J.D. explained. "It might be the only time when someone's dating and their boyfriend or girlfriend works night shifts, they can say, 'Let's come to Leyenda.' They might get a coffee to go to work or a little tequila to go to bed," end quote. Shareables make up the new hotspot's menu, but creations go beyond expected Mexican and Asian fusion dishes. All meals containing beef will be Wagyu, pastries get freshly baked each morning, and seasonal treats, such as pumpkin empanadas, add even more flair. Other menu items include flautas ahogadas, pajaritos en nido, and chicharrón de cerdo. Leyenda's claim to fame comes from their Kettle One vodka espresso martini machine. Said to make the perfect cocktail in just 20 seconds, the machine keeps ingredients at a perfectly cooled temperature. Mark said the business is the first in West Texas, with the exception of El Paso, to bring the machine to the market. Quote, "It's not your typical coffee shop. It's a vibe. Take selfies, post on social media. Anything we're doing, we want people to post and tag. Even on the other side of the partition is a graffiti wall," Mark said. "It's just that little surprise in every corner. We wanted to be part of downtown Staples, so we're just happy to be part of the community and to get out there," J.D. added. Leyenda's grand opening happens Friday. Operating hours will run 7 a.m. to midnight, Monday through Saturday. The restaurant is located behind Pachuco's at 301 West Ohio Avenue.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Midland Reporter Telegram for Thursday, October 12th, 2023. Happenings. What's Up with Midland? By Morgan Taylor Thomas. At Centennial Park, Food Truck Wednesday, October 18th and 25th. Pink in the Park, Saturday. Rise and Run, October 21st. Movie in the Park, The Addams Family, October 27th. On Colorado Street, Downtown Farmers Market, new location, every Saturday. At the Destination, Karaoke Night, Thursday. Friday Night Live, Jerry Hart and Flatland, Friday. Open Mic Night, October 19th. Friday Night Live, The Rick Carr Band, October 20th. Art Tigarina Band, October 21st. Bring Your Own Blues Jam, October 26th. Friday Night Live, Whiskey Cult, October 27th. Rita Cappuccina y Grupo Animo, October 28th. At the Horseshoe, West Texas Tats and Fades, Friday through Sunday. Midland County Sheriff's Halloween at the Shoe, Saturday. The Life Center Fall Fundraiser, October 24th. Rig Zone Career Fair, October 25th. Cruise for a Cause Car Show, October 28th. Permian Basin Hiring Event, October 31st. At La Hacienda, Ludicrous Friday. Los Farmers y Herencia de Grandes, October 20th. El Chacal, October 21st. El Potro y Piperin, October 22nd. At Midland Community Theater, The Diary of Anne Frank, Friday through Sunday. At the Museum of the Southwest, Eclipse Day, Saturday. Sensory Dome Shows, October 30th. At Parks Legado, Farmers Market with Pumpkin Patch, Saturday. At the Tailgate, Party in the Permian every Thursday. Family Fun Day every Sunday. The Braden Joplin Memorial Music Festival with Lucas Nelson and POTR, Saturday. Basin Brunch with DJ Pauly D, October 21st. Pecos and the Rooftops, October 26th. John Wolfe, October 27th. William Clark Green with Drake White, October 28th. At Tall City Brewing Company, Geeks Who Drink Trivia every Tuesday. Tall City Beer Run every Thursday. At the Venue at Live Oak, James Carruthers, Thursday. Shenandoah, October 18th. At the Wagner Knoll Performing Arts Center, Late Night Catechism, Saturday and Sunday. West Texas Symphony, Cirque Musica Symphonic, Saturday. UTPB Choir Concert, October 16th. Reuben and Clay 20 Years, October 18th. Aaron Lewis, October 19th. Casting Crowns 20th Anniversary Tour, October 20th. Permian Basin's 16 Hands Piano Concert, October 21st. Josh Turner Long Black Train Anniversary Tour, October 21st. Cinema Under the Stars, Hocus Pocus, October 22nd. Chorale Fall Recital, October 24th. Sound of Silence Tribute, October 24th. Temptations and the Four Tops, October 28th. Johnny Cash, The Official Concert Experience, October 29th. 3 Things to Do in Midland This Weekend, October 13th and 14th, by Morgan Taylor Thomas. Live It Up with Luda. The first of many big names coming to Midland over the next few months, Ludacris takes over La Hacienda for an evening packed with iconic early 2000s hits. The American rapper and actor has been a staple in the music industry, creating unforgettable bops, My Chick Bad, Act a Fool, Move Bitch, and What's Your Fantasy. He's also known for his role in many blockbuster hits, especially the Fast and the Furious franchise. Tickets for the concert start at $45 and can be bought at bit.ly/42PFYP1 Friday, 8 p.m. at 12610 State Highway 191 Frontage Road. Pick the perfect pumpkin. The Parks Legato Farmers Market will wrap up the 2023 season this weekend. Along with its biggest market of the year, guests can expect a large pumpkin patch filled with all sorts of annular-shaped gourds. Other festivities include trick-or-treating, a children's costume contest, food trucks, live music, and carnival games. Held throughout the Parks Legato Shopping Center, the Farmers Market provides a place for Midland Odessa community members to gather, shop local, promote their businesses, and have fun. Prepare to walk. Saturday, 8 a.m. to noon, 7260 State Highway 191. Enjoy a musical circus. Head over to the Wagner Knoll Performing Arts Center to see Cirque Musica Symphonique. With the West Texas Symphony providing the classical and energetic beats, Cirque Musica, a team of professional acrobatic entertainers, will display great feats of strength, balance, flexibility, coordination, and gymnastics. Student tickets start at $12 and can be bought at wagnerknoll.com. For those bringing a purse, make sure to check the center's clear bag policy first. Saturday, doors open at 6:30 p.m. Event begins at 7:30 p.m. 1310 North FM 1788. Small Bites. Leyenda Coffee and Tequila opening Friday. Warm lighting, decor, and music add perfect balance between chic city vibes and upscale coffee house. By Morgan Taylor Thomas. Business never stops for Mark Marquez, Alex Gamboa, and J.D. Granado. The Basin Brunch founders open their latest adventure, Leyenda Coffee and Tequila, this weekend downtown. Flickers of opening a coffee shop bounced around in Mark's mind for a few years, but other entrepreneurial successes encouraged him to defy the idea of being one-dimensional. Once Alex, his brother-in-law, introduced the idea of tequila, Leyenda emerged from the ashes. Warm lighting, black velvet benches and chairs, gold and green accents, cream-colored walls, and a constantly playing boppin' playlist make Leyenda the perfect balance between chic city vibes and upscale coffee house. Geared toward dates, GNOs, and even meetings, the restaurant offers an all-encompassing vibe. Furthermore, Leyenda serves all working professionals. Knowing how many community members work shift schedules lead the crew to create having long operating hours, 7 a.m. to midnight. You can go to Mulberry Cafe, see nurses and other people just getting off shift, coming in and eating breakfast, but they have a mimosa, JD explained. It might be the only time when someone's dating and their boyfriend or girlfriend works at night shifts. They can say, let's come to Leyenda. They might get a coffee to go to work or a little tequila to go to bed. Shareables make up the new hotspots menu, but creations go beyond expected Mexican and Asian fusion dishes. All meals containing beef will be Wagyu. Pastries get freshly baked each morning, and seasonal treats such as pumpkin empanadas add even more flair. Other menu items include flautas ahogadas, confit duck, Japanese curry, crema, pajaritos en nido, bacon-wrapped quail, gochujang glaze, potato hay, and chicharrón de cerdo, som tam salad, avocado mousse, chili glaze. Leyenda's claim to fame comes from their Kettle One Vodka Espresso Martini machine. Said to make the perfect cocktail in just 20 seconds, the machine keeps ingredients at a perfectly cooled temperature. Mark said the business is the first in West Texas, with the exception of El Paso, to bring the machine to the market. It's not your typical coffee shop. It's a vibe. Take selfies, post on social media. Anything we're doing, we want people to post and tag. Even on the other side of the partition is a graffiti wall, Mark said. It's just that little surprise in every corner. We wanted to be part of downtown Staples, so we're just happy to be part of the community and to get out there, JD added. Leyenda's grand opening happens Friday. Operating hours will run 7 a.m. to midnight, Monday through Saturday. The restaurant is located behind Pachuco's at 301 West Ohio.
Here are some obituaries that appeared in the Midland Reporter-Telegram on Thursday, October 12th. Sam A. Reed, age 47, of Odessa, passed away on October 2nd in Odessa. Funeral service will be held on October 12th at 2 p.m. at Greater St. John Baptist Church in Odessa, with burial immediately following at American Heritage Cemetery. Arrangements are entrusted to American Heritage Cemetery Funeral Home Crematory in Midland. Geraldine Jerry Stringfellow, age 93, of Midland, passed away October 10th. There will be an all-day viewing from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Friday, October 13th, at Nally Pickle and Welch Funeral Home. Funeral service will be held at 2 p.m. Saturday, October 14th, at Nally Pickle and Welch Chapel, with interment following at Rest Haven Memorial Park. Arrangements are under the direction of Nally Pickle and Welch Funeral Home and Crematory of Midland. Online condolences may be made at www.npwelch.com.
Good morning, this is Kim, and I am reading the Odessa American. Today's date is Thursday, October 12th. Grow Odessa gives land for CTE facility to ECISD. In a joint news conference, Grow Odessa and Ector County ISD announced the donation of 37.9 acres of land near the corner of Murphy Street and South Meadow Avenue for a new career and technical education facility that is part of the district's $436,109,000 3-proposition bond. The announcement was made at the Odessa Chamber of Commerce. Election Day is November 7th, and early voting runs from October 23rd to November 3rd. We've promoted industrial and oil field development, new technologies, And it's been our passion to try to bring those things to the community. And what better way to do that than help with the new CTE facility? Our board of directors met last week and voted unanimously to donate the acreage to ECISD. Grow Odessa board member John Landgraf said, "We paid $1.45 million that in 2019. We've had it on our books. We thought we were going to develop it as part of one of our industrial parks, but when it became obvious that it was a great thing for the school district, for education, we voted unanimously for this to come to ECISD. We couldn't be happier for it," he added. ECISD Superintendent Scott Murray said he got a call about the land a little more than a week ago and couldn't wait to tell the board members. We had been searching for a piece of property for our career and technical education center, just as we were searching for a property for our middle school that's a part of the bond package. In that search, there was a particular piece of property that was of interest to us. It made sense from a location perspective. Little did we know that that property was owned by Grow Odessa, and then Grow Odessa heard that we were interested in that piece of property. And it just made sense to them, Murray said. Murray said this is an investment in students and the industrial corridor of the community. ECISD offers 27 CTE pathways and is adding an energy pathway. We will educate 2,400 students in that facility every single day. They will participate in about 20 different career and technical education pathways. One of those is welding. Today in ECISD, we say no to 600 students every year. We tell them, no, you cannot take the welding pathway because there is no room at the inn. We do not currently have the capacity to educate that many students for this industry that is alive and well in our community. This new facility at this location will give us the capacity to say yes to not only those 600 students, but many more that desire the various programming that will take place in that career and technical education facility, Murray said. Chris Stanley, president of the ECISD Board of Trustees, expressed gratitude for the donation. He was joined by Board Vice President Delma Avalos and Trustee Steve Brown in the audience. "You guys have given a gift that's going to be generational. It's a sea change for our area to embrace the training of our children," Stanley said. Murray said 400 students will attend the CTE facility full-time. They will take their career and technical education classes there, as well as English, math, science, and social studies. We'll have another 2,000 students every day that will be transported in and out of this facility that will be Permian High School students, Odessa High School students, and students from New Tech Odessa that will utilize the CTE programming. We are currently busing to 7 different locations. We will now provide transportation to this one location for those 2,400 students, Murray said. Every day, 2,400 students will occupy this building to have their career and technical education courses. That's what will happen from about 8 in the morning to about 3:30 in the afternoon, but the doors don't close at 3:30. Monday through Friday. They actually remain open not only at night but also on the weekends because a partner doing this work with us is Odessa College. At night and weekends, this facility will be used by adults in our community to be upskilled or reskilled as the case may be. They will partner with the business community to build courses, build programming which will occupy this particular facility, Murray said. During the day, Odessa College will also be a part of this experience for us. Their coursework allows our students to have what is called dual enrollment courses. Our kids get high school credit and college credit for a single course that they take. The students in this building will graduate not only with a high school diploma, but they'll graduate with an associate degree as well. It's more than just an ECISD space. Our entire community wins because of this donation and because of the facility that will be built on this property. We're extremely excited, Miri said. Miri added that this is something that couldn't happen without entities working together. We did not anticipate this at all, and so we're very grateful to Grow Odessa. They saw the value of this type of facility. They see the need, especially as a business community. They understand the business needs that we have. They experience their own challenges when it comes to finding qualified staff. They see this as a way to increase the capacity of our own community and create better employees for the business community. For them, it is a win. It is an investment in business and industry in Ector County. For us, this is what we needed, a piece of property, and today we received it free, Miri said. He added that not having to buy the land will free up funding that can be invested in the CTE facility. We'll use those dollars that are remaining that we had anticipated for property to actually put back into the facility to make sure that we have state-of-the-art equipment for kids to use, that they have every advantage. We want our students to have that because they deserve that. This is just freeing up more dollars for us to invest in kids, Miri said. Landgraf said Grow Odessa has given to Odessa College, University of Texas Permian Basin, and Texas Tech, and has helped fund the football program at UTPB, the nursing program at Texas Tech, and some labs, for example. This is just another step of our commitment to education here in the Permian Basin, he added. Landgraf City doesn't know of a business that isn't trying to hire trained and qualified people, and the CTE facility is a step in that direction. On a non-bond-related item, Miri said starting Wednesday, the district began issuing golden tickets to people 65 and over so they can attend sporting events for free. This includes every athletic event hosted at any school or at Ratliff Stadium. Those golden tickets are now available. Individuals in our community simply need to show a driver's license or other form of ID that they live in Ector County, and then we will provide to them the golden ticket and they can enter any school's athletic event, middle school or high school, free of charge 365 days a year. We're excited to be able to do that. We know that many of our 65 and over crowd live on a fixed income. This is one more way that they can be engaged. The piece that it does for us is our students love to have people in the audience when they're performing. Whether it's a Friday night football game or the volleyball game on Tuesday night or a swimming tournament or whatever the event happens to be. Our kids like to have people celebrating them. This will give them another opportunity to have folks in the stands. For our over 65 crowd, it brings them into our environment. It gives them a chance to see our kids in action, Miri said. You can contact ECISD on the website, ectorcountyisd.org, or the athletic office at 432-456-9059 to learn more. Over time, Miri said, the district hopes to expand opportunities for the golden ticket. He said it will cut into athletic revenue, but it's the right thing to do. We're excited to be able to do this. I think from the kids' perspective, we're going to see more people attending events. And so I think that'll be good for the kids. They'll enjoy that, Miri said. MISD students recognized by National Merit Scholarship Program. Midland ISD is excited to recognize 4 exceptional students who have received recognition from the 2024 National Merit Scholarship Program. Amulya Ganta, Fiona Lee, Rylan Mattis from Legacy High School and Nina Nana from Early College High School at MC were each named commended students by this nationally recognized academic program. This distinction indicates that these four students scored among the top 3% of all students nationwide on the pre-SAT National Merit Scholarship qualifying test. Being selected as a commended student is a particularly remarkable accomplishment to add to each student's college application portfolio alongside the AP Scholarship Award with distinction that each received in July. Judy Bridges, MISD Director of Advanced Academic Services Director, said in a news release, Midland ISD wishes these young people well in all their future endeavors. Congratulations to all. The MISD Board of Trustees will recognize these remarkable students at the October 16th board meeting. Solar Eclipse Viewing Event. The Ector County Library Children's Department, 321 West 5th Street, has scheduled a solar eclipse viewing event from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. October 14th. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/yj2bfv7h. ACT test scores for U.S. students drop to new 30-year low. High school students' scores on the ACT College Admissions Test have dropped to their lowest in more than three decades, showing a lack of student preparedness for college-level coursework, according to the nonprofit organization that administers the test. Scores have been falling for six consecutive years, but the trend accelerated during the COVID-19 pandemic. Students in the class of 2023, whose scores were reported Wednesday, were in their first year of high school when the virus reached the U.S. The hard truth is that we are not doing enough to ensure that graduates are truly ready for post-secondary success in college and career, said Janet Godwin, Chief Executive Officer for the nonprofit ACT. The average ACT composite score for U.S. students was 19.5 out of 36. Last year, the average score was 19.8. The average scores in reading, science, and math all were below benchmarks. The ACT says students must reach to have a high probability of success in first-year college courses. The average score in English was just above the benchmark, but still declined compared to last year. Many universities have made standardized admission tests optional amid criticism that they favor the wealthy and put low-income students at a disadvantage. Some, including the University of California system, do not consider ACT or SAT scores even if submitted. Godwin said the scores are still helpful for placing students in the right college courses and preparing academic advisors to better support students. In terms of college readiness, even in a test-optional environment, these kinds of objective test scores about academic readiness are incredibly important, Godwin said. At Denise Cabrera's High School in Hawaii, all students are required to take the ACT as juniors. She said she would have taken it anyway to improve her chances of getting into college. Honestly, I'm unsure why the test was ever required because colleges can look at different qualities of the students who are applying outside of just one-time test score, said Denise, a 17-year-old senior at Wanai High School. She's looking at schools including the California Institute of Technology, which implemented a five-year moratorium on the standardized test score requirements during the pandemic. Denise said she knows the school is not considering scores, but she doesn't want her limit her options elsewhere. About 1.4 million students in the U.S. took the ACT this year, an increase from last year. However, the numbers have not returned to pre-pandemic levels. Godwin said she doesn't believe those numbers will ever fully recover, partially because of test optional admission policies. Of students who are tested, only 21% met benchmarks for success in college-level classes in all subjects. Research from the nonprofit shows students who met those benchmarks have a 50% chance of earning a B or better and nearly a 75% chance of earning a C or better in corresponding courses. First Annual Festival of Trees Set. This November, the Permian Basin Adult Protective Services, APS, Advisory Board will be hosting the first annual Festival of Trees. This event will help raise funds to provide much-needed services and resources for elderly and or disabled adults who are affected by abuse, neglect, and or financial exploitation. This brand new event will be family friendly and will help kick off the holiday season. We believe that this will become an annual family tradition in the Permian Basin, a press release said. This event will take place on November 10th and 11th at the Barbara and George H.W. Bush Convention Center. It all started with a special sneak peek, adults-only, ticketed event on Friday, November 10th. There will be heavy hors d'oeuvres, drinks, dancing, and entertainment, and a first look at all the wonderfully decorated trees that will be raffled off at the end of the event on Saturday, November 11th. Raffle tickets are $1. Saturday will be filled with family-friendly entertainment, including Letters to Santa, Santa Storytime, a senior fashion show, and more. Entry tickets will be $5 at the door. Seniors and veterans are free, and raffle tickets for $1. Buy as many raffle tickets as you want and put them in the bucket of your favorite tree, and you will be bringing home a decorated, and you could be bringing home a fully decorated and beautiful tree. The goal is to have 50 trees. There is still a need for a few more businesses, groups, or individuals to donate a decorated tree to help reach this goal. For more information on how to decorate a tree, please contact Bernadette Ostroff at 432-260-5698. ASP Facts and Figures. ASP is a division of the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services, DFPS. Its mission is to protect people who are 65 or older who have disabilities from abuse, neglect, and exploitation by investigating and providing or arranging for services to alleviate or prevent further maltreatment. Texas has more than 5 million residents who are 65 or older or who are younger adults 18 to 65 and have disabilities. APS investigated 12,688 allegations of abuse, neglect, financial exploitation in Texas in 2022. Of these, 207 were in the Permian Basin. 24/7 mental health available to UTPB students. This fall, UT Permian Basin students have a new option for accessing mental health care. Timely Care, a Texas-based provider of virtual health and well-being resources in higher education, will be just a click away on students' phones and devices through a free app. The Timely Care app provides students with access to 24/7 virtual health and well-being support. Services offered through the new program include on-demand mental health and emotional support, scheduled mental health counseling sessions, psychiatry services, health coaching, care navigation, peer support community, digital self-care content. Wellness and well-being are intrinsically linked to a student's academic and personal success, and Timely Care provides an easy and convenient option for all UTPB students to access self-care resources, a news release said. UTPB is committed to supporting the health and well-being of our students and providing support services to help students overcome barriers to their success. J.C. Asmus, Assistant Dean of Student Wellness and Assistant Professor of Psychology, said in the release, Timely Care will increase access to counseling services, especially those who need appointments during the evening and weekend hours. Timely care is available to students through the University Mental Health Center, UMHC, an integrated area within the Division of Student Affairs and Enrollment Management. UMHC integrates health promotion, counseling and psychological services, student emergency services, the Collegiate Recovery Program, and other programs to provide a comprehensive approach to student well-being. In June, the University of Texas System Board of Regents announced the expansion of its investment in student mental health services with the launch of its partnership with Timely Care to offer free virtual mental health support to students at all 14 UT institutions, including UTPB. We know that students' mental health is tied to their academic achievement and that the demand for access to mental health services for UT students has never been greater, said UT System Chancellor James B. Milliken. The Board of Regents has consistently and proactively addressed this need. We are proud that this latest investment will make mental health resources more readily available and easier to access for UT students. District Attorney issues ultimatum to Tommy Irvin. The Ector County District Attorney's Office has issued an ultimatum to Tommy Irvin, the president of the Ector County Utility District. If Irvin does not provide evidence he was pardoned in a 1970s-era cocaine case or resign by October 19th, District Attorney Dusty Gallivan will file a civil petition to have Irvin removed from office by a judge. The bottom line is Mr. Irvin is holding office illegally, Gallivan said Tuesday afternoon. According to state law, convicted felons are unable to hold public office, and Gallivan said he was recently presented information that proves Irvin was convicted of possession of cocaine on October 6, 1976, and there's no indication Irvin was ever pardoned. Irvin insists he was pardoned in 1987. He believes the proof was lost when several boxes disappeared after the Texas Board of Paroles and Pardons moved from Huntsville to Austin and back again. The lawyer he hired also discovered the Texas Board of Paroles and Pardons doesn't even have a log showing who applied for paroles and pardons, Irvin said. Irvin was unaware of the district attorney's letter until a phone call from an Odessa American reporter Tuesday night. He's confident the pardon isn't going to be found within the 10 days he was given. He's not sure if he'll resign or not. I probably won't make up my mind until the last minute, he said. Gallivan said he was provided the information by Jeff Russell, the publisher of Odessa Headlines and the Odessa Development Corporation vice president. Russell has been trying to get someone to investigate Irvin since last year. The Texas Rangers declined to launch an investigation, stating the merits of the allegation do not rise to a level of Texas Ranger investigative involvement. However, despite the fact, the Odessa City Council recently voted to go month to month with ECUD's contract because of Irvin's conviction. The city manager, John Beckmeyer, said he was going to ask Gallivan to investigate the matter. Gallivan said last week his office does not investigate crimes. His office gets cases from law enforcement and his job is to decide to prosecute or not, he said. On Tuesday, Gallivan insisted his office did not investigate Irvin. Rather, Russell provided his office information that they then verified. I didn't want to do this. I think Mr. Irvin has done a great job serving his community, but I don't get to put my personal opinions above the law, Gallivan said. There are no exceptions for being a good guy. Last week, Irvin said he believes the city of Odessa is trying to harm his reputation because he has been consistently researching alternative water sources for West Odessans. if the alternative water sources decide not to deal with him. Irvin said the city believes they will continue to receive roughly $225,000 a month for water from ECUD and potentially benefit once Nacero carbon capture plant becomes a reality in Pinwell. By the time Nacero is completely built out in 2033, it will require 8.7 million gallons of water a day, Irvin said. Beckmeyer has refuted that idea. That allegation is without merit. I have no interest in discrediting anyone, only doing what is best in the best interest of the citizens of the city of Odessa and West Odessa, Beckmeyer said. He said his primary concern is whether the contract between ECUD and the city is valid. Some people are under the impression that we're out to get Tommy Irvin. We're really not. We just want to make sure that we have valid contracts, and it's not just us. It's anyone that has a contract with ECUD needs to make sure the contracts are really valid, Beckmeyer said. On Tuesday, Irvin said he's still befuddled. The question is, what is their big picture? How come Jeff Russell, Chris Crow, and Tish Crow want me out of office so bad, and the only thing they ever come back with is, it's the law, Irvin said. We've done so much out here with ECUD. Why does it bother you inside the city of Odessa? Even if he ends up losing his position, Irvin said he will not stop working on behalf of West Odessans. Since becoming embroiled in this battle, Irvin said he's been praying on the situation and will continue to do so. Odessa man arrested on drug charges. An Odessa man was arrested Monday on two felony drug charges following an investigation by the Odessa Police Department's Intelligence Division. According to an Odessa Police Department report, detectives served a search warrant on a home in the 900 block of Drury Lane Monday and found 5 grams of fentanyl-laced pills and 13 grams of cocaine. Throughout the entire investigation, they recovered 11 grams of fentanyl in total. They arrested Fabian Sanchez on 2 counts of manufacturing, delivery of a controlled substance, a first-degree felony punishable by 5 years to life in prison. Sanchez remains in the Ector County Jail Tuesday night on surety bond totaling $120,000.
We've been reading from the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American. Please stay tuned for the weather, followed by the second hour's reading of the newspapers.